Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we urge our listeners and viewers to go to that website. You might think, oh, gee, it's the second week of winter. I'll be able to do it. But those offers there, as Brett has alerted, are going quick for many of those days, particularly Everest Day in October. So be alert and go to theraces.com.au. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good on you, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ. Brought to you by Tab.
Just gone 7 o'clock, and for those that are joining us at this time, as a lot of people do, they've had that extra half hour, but I tell you, you've missed out on some great stuff. If you got to join us, it's the best Saturday start. It's 6:30. Ron Duffersey, he's not on air till 7, but he's always got the radio or the TV on, haven't you, Duff? As I say, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. And one thing I learned is we got a couple of mils yesterday that I wasn't expecting. I thought the weather had cleared when I left for Brisbane, but we'll deal with a heavy eight today and hopefully an improving track with no rain today.
I'll tell you something, what they've had back in Sydney is fog. It's been a real pea super this morning, so that's going to add even a little bit more moisture, as Nevesh says, to the top of the leaf.
Yeah, and hopefully it hasn't doesn't hamper our Sydney jockeys flying up this morning.
Exactly,
because
yeah,
those planes will be put on 10 past 11 start.
So. Yeah, so they'll be nearly getting there now. That's a good point, Duff, because there's a lot of trainers that are heading up as well.
Yeah,
so
check your flights.
Yeah, make sure you do that. So at Randwick, 5 mil of that light drizzle yesterday. It's a heavy 8, Penno 6.03 and the rail at 3. Eagle Farm, where we're broadcasting this morning, they're saying patchy rain from mid-morning. There is some light drizzle at the moment on the radar coming down from northern Queensland, so we'll just monitor that. But at the moment, a good 4. Newcastle, a soft 5. Flemington, a soft 5. We've got tab programs at Grafton and Tamworth in New South Wales, and those tracks are bright and healthy. Grafton, they didn't get any. I think they had 1 mil yesterday or something like that, so that track is still in the good range for Grafton today. We got a stack of people to talk to, probably people that will be at the airport to head up here, but what a week it's been, Duff. We can talk more about it as we go through, but certainly the announcements of the $1 million races at Newcastle and Kembla Grange, this is extraordinary just how long this spring is going to be now of magnificent racing.
Yeah, incredible announcements. Didn't see that one coming, and good luck to Newcastle and Kembla. You know, Newcastle's a big city, and I'm sure their town will get behind that race. I think they've got the supercars the following week. There's a good lead up for the...
Everyone's going to be thinking of Newcastle.
Exactly right. And Kembla Grange, well, that's going to be fantastic as well.
Yeah, it will be. So those dates, Newcastle November 16 and Kembla Grange November 23. So the Hunter at Newcastle and then the Gong for Wollongong will be run on November 23. But it does, from October 5... through until November 23, there's $1 million races, and let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. We can go right through now and enjoy our racing, and there's not going to be a lull anywhere along the line.
No, there won't be. Righto, so just before we get going with the interviews, I just want to bring you up today. And by the way, I want to send Les Bridge a cheerio. Les hasn't been in the best of health this week. So, Les, you probably aren't listening, but if you are, good morning to you, and we wish you the best. Hope everything bounces back, and I only mention it because it reminds me Tip Top's just been scratched from today. But Les, I hope everything settles down for you. So, on that heavy eight, these are the current scratchings for Randwick. Race 1, number 5, Intrepidacious, has come out this morning. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 13, Cottenham, and 14, Crate, 13 and 14. Race 3, number 7, Gumshoe. 9, Madame Pauline, has come out last night. 11, Territorial, and 16, Concourse. So 7, 9, 11, and 16 out of the third. Then go all the way to race 7 for the next scratching. Race 7, number 2, Alasio, is out number 2. Race 8, number 1, Salaman. 3, Torgerson. 4, Harper's Choice. 6, Tip Top. and 12 Cell Sonic. 1, 3, 4, 6, and 12. And race 9, 1 Valentino Rossa, 3 Dr. Drill, 6 Mactoom, 8 Pandemonium, and 17 Asherani. 1, 3, 6, 8, and 17. So they're the current scratchings for June Stakes Day. And we're going to get going with the interviews. We've got, I think, three trainers that can focus in on Randwick and Eagle Farm. Let's go and chat with one of those, Adrian Bott. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I don't know whether you're back in Sydney or not, but if you are, you wouldn't have seen much of track work this morning.
Yeah, I was there, but I saw absolutely nothing. So,
it was the morning where the track work riders could have got away with a little bit quicker or slower.
Yeah, no, amazingly everything seemed to be perfect this morning. So hopefully we can just get on this flight and get up to Queensland. Hopefully no delays.
Okay, are you there or are you still driving there?
Heading up this morning, so just on an early flight heading up.
Okay, well, I hope they're not running late due to the fog, mate. But here's Duff.
A few runners in Sydney, Adrian. You got statuesquely. Look, she's got a bit of guts about her by the look of things.
Yeah, that's probably her best quality. She's one of the most genuine fillies we've got. You can see just sticking her head out and having a real crack at. That'll take her a long way, and it's a big step up for her again today. And mindful that she's had a few quick runs in succession. And look, she did get her own way in front last time, which allowed Adam to probably take off a bit early. And whether she gets that same easy time in front today, I think it might be a bit more difficult for her. She's a little bit untested in the ground, but I can't fault the way she's come through that last start. She's a nice progressive type, and I think she'll be suited by the step up and trip. But she's versatile enough in the run. She doesn't necessarily have to be leading today either.
Can Frenzied bounce back in the same race?
Look, I was disappointed with his run last start. I thought he was in really great shape going into that run. I'm happy to be forgiving her that run just because how well he was going into that. Whether he just raced a little bit too close to the speed, there was a fair amount of pressure in that particular race, and whether that was an excuse or not. He's one that might endure the conditions today and can hopefully bounce back for us.
Your other runner in Sydney is Call Me Royal. She deserves to win. This looks a lovely race for her.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say she'd be our best chance for the day, and gets the right conditions. She's carried weight against two nice progressive horses that I think she's bumped into at the last two starts. And, she's been very game in both of them, making the running, and expected to do so again today. That's her natural asset, just that natural speed sort of. Been a little bit in two minds as to whether she's been looking for a little bit further or not, but this is a nice race to try and capitalise and take that opportunity, giving another run at the 1200, get that little bit of weight relief, and she's one that I think will really excel in the conditions today, so I think she's a great chance for us.
Up here at Eagle Farm, you got Ready to Profit in the first. She was terrific, fighting hard off that after doing a bit of work the other day.
Yeah, look, I thought it was still an excellent run there, second up, even though she went down. There was a lot of pressure in the race. She gave a good kick. It was just out on her feet a bit there late. So I think she finds a nice race today. It's probably where she can get the favourable run up on the speed. And she's going great. She's thrived since she's been up there. The form around is, I think, well and truly been frank. So it's a nice race for her.
Conta Patiro, be nice to see her reproduce that good first up win.
Yeah, we'll just give her a bit of time between runs just to keep her fresh at that 1400-metre trip. And she's had a bit of time up in Queensland just to settle in. And I thought her work on Tuesday morning up there was excellent. She's obviously a classy individual for us. And again, another one where the format of that race has been stood up really well. So I think it's a nice race for her. She matched nicely. I think she won't be far off the speed once again. Just the question with her is she can get a little hot pre-race, and hopefully that was just her first run there in Australia at Scone. I know she got well above herself there, and if she can keep herself nice and relaxed at Eagle Farm today, it'll be it'll certainly take her a long way. I think she's certainly on an upward curve for us.
So listeners and viewers shouldn't be at phase by the month between that you've. I know many of you were hoping to get to the Stradbroke, but you're happy enough with everything the month between.
Yeah, well, and true. I think she's done plenty of work in between, but also she's performed overseas. She's got over further. We just wanted to ensure that we kept enough speed in her legs for the 1400 metre trips, because there's no doubt she can get further, and we'll appreciate that in time. But we just tried to be mindful of keeping her on the fresh side. So just off that, it was such a big performance first up, and having a while off the scene, we just didn't want to travel up to Queensland and give her the quick back up in succession. So hopefully with the months in between, it's just the right amount of time to let her get up there and settle in and hopefully reproduce what she did first up for us.
You finished with Sar Sun in the JJ. You put a set of blinkers on him today. He should give a sight.
Yeah, look, I think he's been running well. Would like to have seen him produce a little bit more for us there last start. But look, he's trained on really well since that particular run. His work on Tuesday, again, was excellent. So he seems to be peaking at the right time for us. I guess the mile's a little bit of an unknown, but we've always had a gut feeling he would get it. The blinkers, yeah, just to find that probably length extra that he's needed. So I think he's carrying the right... He's coming through the right form line into the race. He just needs to find that length or two extra on what he's done on his runs, his preparation. But I think it's well and truly there.
They're the three here. Is this the first time you've taken horses to the Gold Coast and based them there, trained them there? Have you normally come to Brisbane?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably in the last 4 years we've been based at the Gold Coast.
Okay, righto.
We always used to be at Brisbane when there was when they were building the new stables and the construction was going on. It was a little bit difficult to get the space, so that's when we sort of we moved down to Queensland, down to the Gold Coast, and just got the routine there. It's worked well the last few years, so no need to change just yet.
Yeah, no, understand fully. All right, well, do us a favour. If you get to the airport and the planes are running late, can you let us know?
Yes, certainly will.
Send me a text and I'll air it, because obviously there's going to be a lot of people going to the airport this morning hoping that the fog is going to clear. It actually looks worse at Randwick now than what it did 15 minutes ago. So let's hope the planes can get up. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
Good on you. See you up here, mate. Adrian Bott joining us there. It is interesting with the training. Still here at Eagle Farm in the mornings, there's horses that Godolphin are here. Stable up there. And I just saw Robbie Lang walk past. Stars of Karen must be down there. They bring them here, and they can go out onto the training tracks from the stabling area where the horses are based during the week.
I just saw Nassim out there, and I told him Deprive was scratched. I was looking at the wrong scratch. He nearly fainted. He thinks it's scratched. So I don't know.
Oh, poor old.
I'll give him a bad lead there.
He'll be looking at his phone thinking, where's Duff?
He's off the planet.
Duff's a bit strange this morning. They made the decision to run down in Sydney instead of here. No extra earlies to the ones that we've given you. We can't complain about the rain, Duff. 50 mil since Tuesday. We're just desperate for it. It's
come the right part of the week.
Winter racing.
Yep, racing, and not racing in rain on the day is always an advantage.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a lot of Sydney jockeys that are heading to the airports or they're up here riding today, but still a good group down in Sydney. One of those is Jay Ford. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Ben.
Good to talk to you, mate. It opens the door. You know, you can get on some nice chances at this time of the year.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, with a few away, and I'm myself not coming up much to Brisbane at all, creates a bit more opportunities for a few of the better stables, and hopefully we can take advantage of that today.
I was talking to a couple of jockeys during the week that are riding in Sydney, and they're saying just how strong Sydney is for jockeys. How hard is it, Jay, at the moment from you, because of the high level of jocks that we've got at the moment?
Oh, look, there's certainly a good depth in Sydney. Certainly has been for the past few years, so it makes it very challenging in that. But, I'm a position I can ride light. which a lot of jockeys can't do. So that gives me one avenue, but I ride for a broad range of trainers. So, when sort of the carnival's on in the other states, obviously my rides do certainly pick up.
And you're obviously very happy with the, you know, your qualities, you know, while it's competitive, the way that you're riding and things like that. Trainers, punters and everyone should not be dropping off Jay Ford. You feel that you're riding still very well.
Yeah, I'm always just out there doing my best. And yeah. I get plenty of rides, always the best rides, but I feel I'm giving them their chance. And if I get on something decent, well, we'll make the most of it.
Well, Duff, let's go through them because it's basically every race bar one.
Yes, he scratched out a one race there. But before we do, I just listening to Tommy Berry when he got off, what was the horse, Exceedance the other day, the boom horse. He said you rode in the trial and it wasn't sort of obvious in the trial, but you told him it was a pretty good horse. Well, obviously, he gave you a good feel in the trial.
Yeah, certainly. He's very classy. He asked me before Wine what I thought of it. I said it's a very good horse. I said I'm not sure Warren would suit it, but he's certainly very much above average, and obviously he's come out and done what he's done. But I would suggest as a three-year-old, he's going to really come into his own.
For sure. You start off with Catwalk in the first. She could be the strongest lady. Looks to be a bit of speed, and she looks, you know, work in progress, but should take benefit from that run at Gosford.
Yeah, certainly. Her inexperience sort of showed the other day. She closed off really well late, but raced very greenly. And the way this race looks to unfold, like you said, she's going to probably come back off the speed a little bit, but she could be the one getting over the top of them late.
Costa's in race two. You rode him last start. He was okay.
He was good. The key to him, he just needs to settle. He needs to relax. He pulled hard the other day off a strong tempo, but still challenged halfway down the straight, and that just took a toll over the last furlong. So if he can just come back and relax a little bit, you know, these are pretty much the same horses that went down the other day. You know, he could certainly be very competitive in this.
Race four, Ombudsman. Not a lot went right for him the other day. He could be competitive here.
Yeah, he had a wide run the other day and stuck on pretty well. He looks like he's building towards a victory, and up to 24 is no problem. He's a winner over the trip. He's pretty good in the conditions, and he's drawn soft, so he's going to get a charmed run. So I'd like to think, you know, he'll be there fighting the finish out.
Yeah, Connemara in race five has trialled well for this first cup run.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about her, but like you said, she's trialled very well. Her last trial was quite sharp. She's drawn a soft gate. She's going to get a sweet run in transit. Obviously, there's a few chances in there, but I can't see why she couldn't run well.
Argent Dore in race six, you know him well.
He's going really well, this horse. I think, obviously, 1,200 is not usually a trip you see him a lot at, but I think he's certainly looking for it. His last run the other day over 1,000, he certainly could not keep up at all, but was really strong late. Obviously, he'll still get back, but if he can at least get back and just travel a bit more comfortably and not give him as much of a start, like I said, his form, his two runs, his prep have been really good, so I'd expect it to be there.
Okay. Hart Conquered's a good ride in race seven. You go back to November, and he beat the Pride by 2.5 lengths on a heavy track.
Yeah, he's got very good work form. You know, obviously the other day, Deprive had his measure, but coming onto a wet track, you know, that's certainly in our guy's favour. He's down in weight. He's drawn wide, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, he's an on-speed runner. He likes to just get in a rhythm and free flow along, so I think the barrier is probably a positive for him. He's in a race where he should be very competitive.
Star of the Seas is a very genuine, tough horse, always gives his all.
Yeah, very super consistent, never runs poorly, very versatile. He can ride him many different ways. I remember last season I won on him. I think I led or sat outside lead on him. So certainly a real good professional racehorse, and in a race where, you know, he looks like he should be up to it in his ears again.
And Primitivo's going well in the last. He's not without a chance.
No, you don't always see the best of him, but he's a very capable galloper. He's drawn well in a race where there looks like there's good tempo, hopefully, and he's certainly won. You know, that's probably over his odds, I thought. You know, I think he can run pretty well here.
You got some guys' hopes all day. It's hard to say what the best couple are on a heavy track, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, probably, you know, on paper, Star of the Seas is probably my standout ride. But even though deprived in that June Stakes, Hart Conquered, his wet track stats are really good. So I can see him running well as well.
Okay. Good luck, mate. I hope they both run well for you. All of them.
You.
Good on you, Jay. Jay Ford riding at Randwick. People, Duff, walk past us here where we are at Eagle Farm. One of those is Jordan Fraser with, of course, Sprite today.
They can't escape you, Andy.
No, there's not too many to do, and I just saw Jordan walk past. So let's get the last little word on the Hawkesbury mare Sprite today here at the Tab Stradbroke. How's everything this morning, Jordan?
No, really good. She's licked the bin clean. She's thrived since she's been up here, so it's good.
She's done a fair bit of travelling. You know, she's been to Adelaide for the win down there, and she had the two runs in Adelaide. You brought her back. Are you confident she's coping with everything?
Oh, she's got to be one of the best travelling horses I've seen. Nothing seems to faze her on that aspect. She, you know, she loves getting on the truck and going down the highway.
Yeah, and she's come up, I think, Wednesday, Thursday morning,
yeah,
somewhere.
Right.
All the work's been done, obviously. Her last gallop, you walked off the track thinking she's ready?
Yeah, her last piece of work, Tuesday morning at Hawkesbury, that's as good as it can be. I was really pleased with it.
Okay.
You would have been holding your breath yesterday afternoon when a few of those showers were coming in, but we've pretty well escaped.
Well, I spoke to a few, but they didn't think you were going to get too much, maybe 3 to 5 mils, so... The way they're saying the track is, it doesn't look pretty, but it's racing well.
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting. We had Michael Carl on the radio, I think Thursday, and he was talking about, I think we're all sort of thinking of the last meeting here and everyone wanted to be to the inside. It ended up that way. But barriers in the Stradbroke, wide barriers, don't be put off.
No, of course not. It's, the Stradbroke tends to be a bit of a hot tempo sort of race, so it can be set up for anyone in the race, really.
It can be.
We all keep saying, you know, monotonously, that 1400 could be a query, but she has got a couple of good 1400 metre runs under her belt.
Well, she was here last year at Doomben over 1350, and they were on soft 7, heavy 8 tracks, and that's probably not her ideal type of ground, and she's only beaten 2.5, 3 lengths at the most there, so... Here today over 1400 on a good four, I can't see no reason why she can't run it.
Yeah.
Well, last night, Tommy White, who of course works at Sky, he's part of his family, his father's flown up, they were just all, he's been a bit crooked, Tom, but there'll be a big Group 1 if he wins there. He'll be celebrating today in the OB van.
Oh, I'm sure he'll bounce back.
He will be for sure. Hey, thanks for dropping in briefly, mate.
My pleasure.
Good luck to your whole team. It's a big team effort for any of these horses to be running in these races, and we know how consistent she is. And if there's genuine pace stuff, she's going to be flying hard.
She's a beauty.
Yeah.
One of my favourites. And
yeah.
She's got that turn of speed that can put a field away very quickly.
Yes, she can. Got any runners back home?
No, pretty quiet, actually.
Quiet, don't know. All right. Good luck, mate. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you.
Good on you. Jordan Fraser joining us here with his father, Gary, have got the hope in the race today here at Eagle Farm in Sprite. I just want to have a look at the early scratchings. I don't know whether I gave these, Duff. Stardome, did I give it? Race 2, number 3. So it's come out, race 2, number 3. Did I give Lady Demi? Race 3, number 17, The Emergency has come out. Rakik has just come out, so they're starting to come in here. Race 4, number 5, Rakik is out. Then in race 6, number 9, Metamorphic is out. Race 6, number 9. In race 7, number 6, Candace has just come out on Vets. Race 7, number 6. And Shakura in the last, race 9, number 12. I think I may have given a couple of those, but certainly they're the extras in the last 25 minutes or so. On a very, very foggy morning at Randwick, John O'Shea, good morning to you back there.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Duff.
You wouldn't have seen too much this morning, mate.
They work fantastic, the horses.
Never gone better.
Yeah. Hey, superstitions are a strange thing. Some believe in them and some don't. And yeah, I think that you've made a decision to stay and watch Pretty in Pink back in Sydney.
I worked all right last Saturday, Andrew, so thought we'd stick with the same process, mate.
Well, all of a sudden she's emerged on the scene, looking a good chance, John.
Well, I've always sort of had this race in mind for her. It's just a matter of how we got her into the race. And I think that it's a very open year. And, you know, those three-year-old, particularly fillies down on the weight, with good Group 2 form in Sydney, are traditionally been very competitive in the race, you know.
She maps pretty well here.
Well, she will. She'll obviously be a lot further back this week than what she was last week because, you know, I think we just rode her out of a comfort zone a little bit last week to get the job done. But Robbie's a more conservative rider, and he'll have the opportunity to probably be three or four pairs back on the fence. And I'd have no problems following Dispatch because it's probably some query at the trip. It'll get you to the furlong anyway.
John, just with her, you had her entered for two races, I think, last Saturday, and you ended up going to the Morton Cup with a better barrier, I think. Were you always hopeful of making this race?
Mate, I was always going to run her in the Morton until Sedgeno had another runner in the race, and then we then sort of had to, you know, politically play the right hand in terms of giving both horses a chance, depending upon their gates. And when she drew so poorly in the other race, it was a fait accompli that she ran in the Morton.
How fast can she go? Look, she's no private steer yet, but she's on her way.
Yeah, she's got a good record, though. And I think the difference between her and a lot of other participants in the race is that she doesn't have the convictions, you know. So we always thought quite highly of it, and that was evidence of the performances in the spring. You know, look, she's a good sort of serious Group 2 horse, and, you know, on a day, it wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that she could love a Group 1.
Yeah, you've scratched a couple in Sydney, but Southern Lad in race 6 is ready to win. He's 2 for 2 on the soft.
Yeah, he's been crying out for a bit of jarry out of the track and a decent gate, and he gets both those things today.
Kaepernick, usually pretty good fresh.
Yeah, he's great fresh, mate, but the ground's probably going to be not suitable to him today. You know, in reflection, last week probably was better ground for him, but I just was hoping to get a little bit better gate, and he didn't get that, and he didn't get good ground today, but he'll go around all the same.
And Burdebeck, he's been work in progress, Burdebeck, but there might be something for him this prep.
Yeah, no, mate, I think once he gets to 10 furlongs, he'll be fine. I thought he was his best first up run for us was last week, last start, so each preparation he's got significantly better. You know, down on the weight today, getting up in trip, he'll be very competitive. I suppose his finishing position will be dependent upon the tempo, you know.
All right, well, mate, good watching. I hope the filly's flying, and I've got to go up there and accept the trophy on your behalf.
Well, I couldn't think of anyone better, Andrew.
All right, mate, good luck. Hope everything works out.
Cheers now.
Thanks, John. John O'Shea joining us there from Randwick, from his stables. Now, Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us. They're leaving us early because of an American race that we're showing on Sky 1 with an OTI interest called Ahmad. They own a 50% share in this horse that could run in the Melbourne Spring. It's the Belmont Invitational Gold Cup. It was won by Red Cardinal 2 years ago on the way to the Melbourne Cup. So Sky Racing 1 about to leave us. For that reason, can I ask you, just in regard to Eagle Farm here where we're broadcasting from, what your fancy is in the Stradbroke? What do you like?
I think Team Blue are very strong. I think they've prepared their horses, Godolphin, perfectly for this race, and I can see them all running well. I'm sort of trekking over Viridine.
Trekking was what you're trekking over Viridine. Yeah, okay. It's going to be interesting. I was talking to a couple of stable reps yesterday, and they were pushing up encryption. That don't forget encryption and that
very
sort of
wary
thing.
Of him.
Yeah, so I mean, he's just training well at the moment. The whole team, aren't they?
Yeah, they're placing their horses beautifully and peaking them up at the right time.
So trekking over Viridine for Duff in today's Tab Stradbroke to be run here at Eagle Farm. The track's a good four for this program where we're broadcasting from. Randwick, a very foggy start, a heavy 8, Penno 6.03, Newcastle a soft 5, Flemington a soft 5, and they are the main track reports. So Sky Racing 1, you're about to leave us to go to American Racing. The rest of us back shortly to have a look at the continuation of our previews for Randwick and Eagle Farm.
Darley Stallions have sired 3 of the 4 juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first 3 home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone of Liar.
And the stallion making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire.
Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
The 2019 English Great Southern Sale catalogue is available now, including 530 weanlings by leading sires such as Schnitzel, Zoostar, Not a Single Doubt, Brazen Bow and Written Tycoon. Sale begins Sunday, June 16. Go to english.com.au.
And here is a champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe.
First time, every time,
is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our fillies had 4 siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at 12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's a Saturday morning. It's the best way to start your Saturday every week. Doesn't matter where you are, anywhere in the world, you can click us on Sky Sports Radio. And, of course, right now, Sky Thoroughbred Central with us as you are. And the ratings came out through the week and it clearly showed that the audience love us on a Saturday. And we thank the very loyal radio audience and the TV audience that watches every Saturday. You can get us anywhere that you want to go. Duff, the scratchings are still a couple of minutes away, given that we took that break a bit earlier than normal. Any extras there?
They're interim now in Sydney.
Oh, they are too. So let's give them out, and then we can move on. Who's still to come? James Cummings
and hopefully Matt Smith.
Matt Smith, who
runs in 3 states today.
He might be one at the airport that be flying up with Grey Lion up here.
He's in the last, so he's fine there.
Yeah. All right, so back in Sydney, they had 5 mil of that light drizzle yesterday, so 50 mil since Tuesday. It's a heavy 8, Penno 6.03 in the rail at 3. These are the interims. Race 1, number 5, Intrepidacious. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Stardome. 13, Cottenham, and 14, Crate. 3, 13, and 14. The third, number 7, Gumshoe. 9, Madame Pauline. 11, Territorial. 16, Concours, and 17, Lady Demi. 3, that's 7, 9, 11, 16, and 17 out of the third. Race 4, number 5, Rakik is out, number 5. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 9, Metamorphic is out. Race 6, number 9. Race 7, number 2, Alasio, and 6, Candace. 2 and 6 are out of race 7. Race 8, number 1, Salaman. 3 Torgerson, 4 Harper's Choice, 6 Tip Top, 12 Cell Sonic, and 15 So You Win. 1, 3, 4, 6, 12, and 15 out of race 8. And race 9, number 1, Valentino Rossa, 3 Dr. Drill, 6 Mactoom, 8 Pandemonium, 12 Shakura, and 17 Asherani. 1, 3, 6, 8, 12, and 17. So it's a heavy 8 at Randwick with the first there at 11:25. Gates opening 10:15 and 10:30 this morning for members and the general public. And repeating, Newcastle's a soft 5 for that program there. We've got a TAB meeting today at Tamworth. That track is a soft 5. And we've got a meeting for the Clarence River Jockey Club at Grafton. The track is a good 4. And I tell you, we'll talk a bit about Grafton when Munns arrives because I was looking at different things through the week, looking ahead for what we've got coming up. And they've got Grafton, of course, and he's got a big gig up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the webpage.
He's got a gig everywhere.
It's on the webpage, yeah. The photo of Munsey.
He's a Grafton man. He doesn't miss many Grafton.
Oh, and Mum goes too. Anne's been going for 50 years. It's been a great carnival. All right, let's go and have a chat with Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
You'll be just thinking, gee, I'm glad I'm in the last, given that the flights might be delayed a bit out of Sydney.
Yeah, no, I hope we're not stuck there for too long, but we should be okay.
You got plenty of options today. You can go to Flemington if you want. You can go to Randwick. You can go to Newcastle, Eagle Farm. You got runners everywhere.
That's it. Yeah, no, we're getting them out there, Ron. We've just got to get them out there and let them do the talking, so to speak.
You must be over the moon with the way this grey line's going.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, can't be happy with him. He's just continued to do well through the whole preparation. He was doing really well, you know, before his first run, and he's taken that. You know, his last couple of wins have been super, and yeah, you know, I just can't fault him. He's just had a trouble-free prep, and the horse is outstanding.
2,400 today. That's another tick. He's probably looking for 2,400 now.
Definitely, yeah. No, I think the 2,400 is the perfect trip for him now. He's third or fourth up, and. And this is a race we picked out at the start of the prep, and yeah, it's good that we can get him here, and you know, we've drawn quite okay, and he's in good shape, so yeah, no, I'm very happy with it.
I spotted him here yesterday morning, Matt. You asked me last night on text, how did he look? I mean, come on, you may as well ask.
He looks grey to you.
Yeah, when I looked, I said, well, it's either the Candy Man or Grey Lion. That's all I was thinking, but mate. He went out just for a little bit of a canter. Did he get here yesterday morning, or how long's he been here?
He did, you know, he got there yesterday morning and just went for a light canter, just to stretch his legs, and he settled in beautifully. He's eaten up, and yeah, he's in good shape, so just need a bit of luck in running now.
All I can now learn is that Matt was G'ing me up when he wanted my opinion of the grey light, given your laughter there in the background, mate. But and I was talking with Terry Henderson from OTI last night. He's on a plane flying to England, but he said with the modern technology, I'll be able to watch Grey Lion run.
Yeah, no, he always watches all the runners, no matter where he is. He's always online watching them, so... Yeah, no, he's over there. I think we've got a few runners over there this weekend, so he's got a big weekend, actually.
Well, he'll be watching Plymouth Road in race 4, because there's a few ticks for him today. On pace, favours maybe, soft track's a tick.
Yeah, no, he's done well, and, you know, he's had since he came back from Victoria after a warnable run, he's had nice prep. He hadn't missed any work, and he certainly gets the right track for him. He likes the wet, and he'll be on pace. Yeah, look, he's a bit hard to place, but certainly looks the right race for him today. And if he can get out and get into his own rhythm, you know, he'll be strong at the finish. So just need to get a little bit of luck early in the race. That's all.
Canunga in race 5. We all saw her last run. Never clear there at all.
No, she never got out at all a fortnight ago. I probably had a little bit of a query. Just on the heavy conditions of the 12, but look, she's fitting well, and you've got to try and see if they're love not a single down handle. So we'll give her a try today, but we're a bit unsure about whether she will handle it. That's all.
Ed Flemington, you got Tonsor. Are you fresh and back to 1,000 metres?
Yeah, look, bit of an experiment, not sure. At 1,000, but he's sharp. And, you know, he's got a handle going down the straight, but it's only a small field today, which I think will be good for him. He'll be able to just focus up on the horses in front of him. And I don't see why he couldn't run really well down there today. I know the 1,000's probably a bit of a query, but he's fresh and his work's good. But, yeah, a bit of an experiment. But thought we'd try him down there, but looks the right race for him.
What do you got in at Newcastle? I just didn't check that.
I've got one called Attorney.
Okay,
first starter here in Australia, in French horse. So he's probably, you know, he's in that first preparation, so they just seem to improve significantly from their first prep to their second prep. But his trial was solid at Randwick the other day when he got into the clear. He's still not that comfortable around other horses. You know, when he gets sort of in around other horses, he's still got a bit of improvement there. But certainly he's got a good ability. The mile in Newcastle should suit, so I'm sure he'll run a good race, but not sure if he's quite ready yet, but he's working quite well.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll see you up here, mate. Well, I presume you're coming up for Grey Line.
Yeah, I'll be up there for sure.
Righto. We can stand there in the mounting yard, look at the horse, and you can tell me just how excited you are with the way that he's looking.
you can tell me who's who.
Yeah, no, well, there's two greys. Normally in a race you can sort of go, well, that's Grey Line, but the Candyman is prominent in the race as well. Maybe the greys will fight it out today. We'll see you up here, mate.
You never know. Yeah, see you then.
Yeah. Good on you. Bye. Matt Smith joining us there talking about his runners today. Ron, we'll go through all the scratching shortly, but I note in race four here at Brisbane that Isurian has come out this morning. Race four, number five for Godolphin. There's been no other notable... Oh, hang on, there has been. Scarlet Dream has come out, Ron.
Oh, no.
Race seven, number 16. We're going to have to get on the text machine here with Mark Newnham and find out what's happened with Scarlet Dream. It's come out on vet certificate this morning, so... they could, I mean,
oh, no good for me. I was on all in.
Oh.
25 to 1, would you believe it?
Fair income.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, Ron.
That's racing.
Yeah, it is racing. I'm just texting. I'm writing with my fat fingers to Mark Newnham.
I don't think he'd be in the mood.
No, I'll just say what happened, ? And see what reply I get. But Scarlet Dream has come out. Race 7, number 16 on vets. And it's going to be a very quick response because the... righto, let's move to James Cummings because I think he's in Sydney, maybe getting on a plane shortly. Morning to you, James.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Duff. How are you going?
Hope the planes are on okay with that fog, mate.
I think we're okay. We're on schedule.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Let's go through them then.
Yeah, what do you say about... They're all peaked up, these horses, for the Stradbroke, home of the Brave Tracking Viridine Encryption.
Yeah, look, We're pretty pumped about getting four into the race and four that are in great shape and healthy and capable of running their best. But we like the fact that they all bring a bit of a mix of form lines and a bit of a mix of attributes into what is a pretty open Stradbroke.
What's your feelings? Tracking your best chance?
Well, I like the way that he's on the upward progression. He's got the last start Group 1 placing to his name. And he's looked like a Stradbroke horse since his win in the Hallmark some time ago. But the biggest result for the farm would no doubt be Encryption getting up and winning. And he's another one with a big Group 1 performance. And looks well, looks like he's improved, like he needed to, coming out of the Kingsford Smith. And should enjoy a much quieter ride today.
Pahuta Kawa in race 5 had never really had a chance to fully extend there last time.
No, she didn't get the best of it and was determined to try to get the best of the track on the day. But rail out 2 metres today, having seen the track and getting out to a preferred 1,600 metres, I can see her making a real impression on this race and perhaps even making her presence felt or a potential presence felt in the Tiara a couple of weeks later. But Guineas is the first target to spin it, and I think she's primed and ready to go for it.
We'll go back to the first, Plague Stone. We know he's going well. Bit of a sticky draw today.
Yeah, look, he's just going to have to ease off them and run them down late. And the backup is it's a big concern, but he's had a fantastic week, and if he had had one thing go against him, we wouldn't be here. But he's just beaten the old horses last week and pulled up so strongly from it that we thought a quick back up and then straight to the paddock would be ideal for him. In the last couple of days, the more we thought about it, and that's going to be a good opportunity again for him to record another stakes victory if he gets up and wins this race today.
Duke of Valentinois was, considering the perceived bias, his run was good the other day.
Yeah, his run was good there. It was good at Scone too, and he's ready to produce a big run again today. And this race looks a little more winnable than last time.
You got Tally in the Brisbane Cup. Might be the right race to give him a more positive ride today.
Yeah, we'd like to. He did get shuffled back last start, but he's been strong. He's been feeling great on the back up, and I think he gets a good chance back at the handicaps to after three runs at weight for age to be more effective just against the handicap. He can always seem to have that bit more to offer.
Sydney Lanagiera in the first. Obviously, he has shown you some ability. A nice, easy trial gelded this prep.
Yeah, he should be running a good race today. I think there's improvement left in him. I don't think he's completely wound up. Whether the heavy track can play against him on account of that, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully, it's with first crack at the course proper there in the first. In his favour, but I think he's going to improve a bit as the preparation's unfolded, which hasn't been the case in the past at Colt. That'll be a good opportunity for us to see his true potential.
Is there much between Gongs and Taniko in race five?
Look, there's not much between them, but we were really impressed with the way Taniko worked going into this, and I think she's not far off the best.
Okay. Deprive. How's he trained on since that? Well, he captured everyone's attention there first up.
Yeah, look, he's been really good, that horse. We've just had to manage him a little differently going into the wet track with the rain throughout the week. But with that aside, he's fit. He's more forward. He's certainly maintaining. He's maintaining his himself nicely, and I think that on account of that. He's a really good chance to repeat that good first up performance, and he just needs to be as comfortable on the going as some of his opposition, because as a fast horse, I do think the first on top of the ground is better for him.
Okay, and you got three runners in Flemington, Lesage, Cadogan, and Federal. Any hope?
And we've just lost him by the sounds of that. James has just dropped off the line. Are you there, James?
Yes, sorry, you there?
Yes, yeah, we've lost you, mate. Those three at Flemington, any hope for those?
Look, I think the two-year-old was a good win on debut. And I think Lesage, yeah, I think she's worth following as long as she can overcome the challenge of going up the straight for the first time. And Federal, well, he's been off the scene for a long time. You know, I'd like to see a positive performance from him first up before getting too carried away.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, safe travels. I hope everything goes to plan on the plane.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. James Cummings going through them. Duff, I just want to focus on here in Brisbane, because obviously we're going to preview Randwick after 8 o'clock and just before we go through all the scratchings. But you mentioned trekking over Viridine in the Stradbroke. Anything else here from the program that you've been, you've obviously done all the form with?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Prince Fawaz.
Yeah.
I think he's... very hard to beat, and I'm thinking Grey Line's going to get the good odds in the Brisbane Cup.
Okay, Grey Line, you've heard it from him. It is interesting, isn't it? Reloaded gets that wide draw. The mile start's really good here, though, isn't it? It's a really long...
I don't know how this track's going to play today. Who knows if it's down the outside's okay. You might get a little bit of a quieter ride today, Reloaded, I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, no, by then it's going to be race six, so any sort of pattern at least we're going to know.
Well, you'll know more.
Yeah. I hate the word bias. I hate using it, but that last meeting, it sounds like it sort of just puts you back a little bit, back on your heels. You want to see it even up today.
Yeah,
like so many, and probably, I mean, in fairness to Mick Goody, they're all learning about the track.
There's not enough evidence about the track yet.
Exactly.
To critical, but there was definitely an advantage being up the rail here last meeting. No one can argue with that.
The first four home in the Kingsford Smith were following each other on the inside.
Pretty well all day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll go through the scratchings, and then has Munsey arrived yet? It's been a very low-key Munsey. We're just going to open the door. He's here, is he? Oh, Tab's Glenn Munsey,
he's
is he there?
Working hard.
Yes, he pretends sometimes, but he's out there. So Munsey will be joining us, and Max is going to go and get you a coffee and an egg and bacon shortly. So you go and enjoy that, Duff. All right. Okay, let's have a look. And still no, we're just waiting. We've been in contact with Mark Newnham. Scarlet Dream coming out of here. He may be... he's got other runners here, so he may be on a plane already, and that's why we're not getting a response. So we'll bring that to you, the reasoning that Scarlet Dream has come out. So let's have a look at all the scratchings now for us at Randwick. We've had, as we've told you, 5 mil of that light drizzle yesterday, a heavy 8 now, and a Penno of 6.03, and the rail is at 3 metres for the meeting. Race 1, number 5, Intrepidacious, is out. Race 1, number 5. Race 2, number 3, Star Dome, 13, Cottenham, and 14, Crate. That's 3, 13, and 14. Race 3, number 7, Gumshoe, 9, Madame Pauline, 11, Territorial, 16, Concourse, and 17, Lady Demi. 7, 9, 11, 16, and 17. Race 4, number 5, Rakik is out, number 5. Then to race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 9, Metamorphic. Race 6, number 9. Race 7, number 2, Alasio. And 6, Candace. 2 and 6. Race 8, number 1, Salaman. 3, Torgerson. 4, Harper's Choice. 6, Tip Top. 12, Salsonic. And 15, So You Win. 1, 3, 4, 6, 12 and 15. And race 9, number 1, Valentino Rossa. 3, Dr. Drill, who runs in Melbourne. 6, Maktoum. 8, Pandemonium. 12, Shakora. And 17, Asherani. 1, 3, 6, 8, 12, and 17. Some riders that you may not have. Race 3, number 15 is Rachel King. And number 18 is Jenny Duggan. Then go to race 8, number 13 is Jenny Duggan. And race 9, number 15, Reneged, is Chris Williams. And the 18 is Jay Ford. So they're the jockeys that you may require for Randwick today, the first at 11.25. We move next to the program at... as soon as I get the pages to be working here, we'll go to Newcastle, where we've told you that track is a soft 5. The rail is at 5 metres, and they've had 96 mil for the week, and the riser page has gone a bit cold. So let's go to our Racing New South Wales site and see what activity we can get there for Newcastle. The scratching information, race 1, number 6, Tough Cases out. Race 1, number 6. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 6, Pellicle, number 6. Race 4, number 4, Tough Case, number 4. Race 5, number 5, Lanagira, number 5. Race 6 is clear. And race 7 at Newcastle, 5, Speed and Style, and 7, Boom Queen, 5 and 7. So very light on for scratchings at Newcastle. The other tab programs, we'll go and look at Grafton. Grafton, the track is a good 4. The weather's a bit showery. They've had 1 mil in the last 24 hours. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 1, 4 and 15. Race 3, take out number 1. Race 4 at Grafton, the scratchings are 9, 11, 15 and 16. Race 5 is clear. And race 6, take out 5, 7, 11 and 13. That's the information for Grafton. The other tab program is at Tamworth today in country New South Wales. And at Tamworth, it's overcast and a soft 5. They've had 22 mil for the week, but no rain in the last 24 hours. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 1. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, number 5. And race 5, take out 7 and 11. So that's the information there for the program at Tamworth. Now, let's go to Flemington. Let's hope these pages are refreshing a bit quicker. They are now for Flemington. It's fine and a soft five, a coolie start down there. The rail at 6 metres. Race one, number five, Annabeth, and 11, McClecton County. 5 and 11 out of the first. Races two and three are clear. Race four at Flemington, 4, Dio D'Oro, and 6, Gododdin. 4 and 6. Race five, number six, Cabalenko. 14, Lady of Crabilly, 15, Ballet Master, and 6, Come On, 16, Come On Carl, 6, 14, 15, and 16. Race 6, number 10, Wells, number 10. Race 7, number 4, So You Win, 9, Radea, and 15, Endow, 4, 9, and 15. Race 8, number 7, Call Me Handsome is out, number 7. And race 9, number 1, Asgard Massif, 3, Phone Me, 11, Bill the Bee, 14, Major Gowan, and 19, Garbo. 1, 3, 11, 14, and 19. That's the information for Flemington. Here at Eagle Farm, it's slightly overcast. They're saying patchy rain to arrive from around 10 or 11 this morning. We'll monitor that. But at the moment, the track is a good four. The rails are 2 metres for Tab Stradbroke Day. Race one, take out five, All Stars, number five. Race two, number five, Pecans, number five. The third, number 13, Star of the Seas, and 17, Another Dollar, 13 and 17. Race four, number two, Streets of Avalon. Three, Qualista. Five, Isaurian. Six, Keena Ray. Seven, Candace. 8, Cradle Mountain, 11, Deprive, 18, Egyptian Bullet, and 20, Traumatized. 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 18, and 20. Race 5, 6, Napoleon Solo is out, number 6. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 16, Scarlet Dream, out on vets, as well as 20, 21, 22, and 23. Race 8, the Tab Stradbroke, take out the five emergencies, 19, 20, 21, 22 and 23. And race 9, the last, take out the two emergencies, 19 and 20. So certainly the disappointing scratching of the morning is that of Scarlet Dream out of the Queensland Derby. Morfordville Park's in Adelaide, it's fine and a good four. These haven't gone interim. Race 1 clear. Race 2, number 5, Pinkle Hop, and 6, Queen's Palace. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, number 8, Anover Bell. Race 5, number 5, Meadows Kid, and 7, Monet. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, 3, Debt Collector. 4, Arrow Lane, and 9, Zerace. And race 8, 4, Enki, and 10, Jocks Glen. 4 and 10. They're the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks. Peter Alice for our radio audience will preview that meeting at 10:40 this morning. 10:40 for Peter Alice. So that brings you up to date with all the scratchings for our TAB programs. Key information for you as a listener and a viewer. After our break, we'll be looking at June Stakes Day at Randwick, and of course we'll start with our Chief Steward.
Dynamic Syndications with trainer Mick Price and Aquas Farm offer a high-quality filly by Written Tycoon. From a half-sister to Group 1 winner Zip Zip Array and stakes winner Zip and Easy, and closely related to Group 1 winners Nicconi and Nicanero.
Hi, it's Mick Price here for Dynamic Syndications, the Written Tycoon filly. I love the filly. She's strong, muscly, really nice filly.
Join our Dynamic Mick Price and Aquas Farm team. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
spot on. Plus, in a TAB venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? TAB.
Includes SANWA residents. TAB account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.